The aid agency Boher have an advert currently on radio that uses the catchphrase, "Are we there yet?" It's one of those phrases that can grate or irritate, but makes its point very effectively. There is a phrase that jumps out of Luke's Gospel this third Sunday of Advent, Gaudete Sunday. The phrase is, "What must we do?" John the Baptist was asked it by the people hungry to live by gospel values. Equally, the tax collectors who didn't enjoy a great reputation posed to him the same query. And even the soldiers got in on the act. What must we do? When asked the question by such a diverse gathering, the Baptist has no difficulty offering a very reasonable, common sense reply. John the Baptist didn't do frills. He cuts to the chase, simply and sincerely. Isn't Pope Francis very similar in how he deals with the most complex of issues? Before his recent highly successful trip to Africa, his first one to that continent, a reporter asked him what were his fears as he set foot on that wonderful continent. One might immediately think of the legitimate fear of violence by some extremist sect or even the Boko Haram. Pope Francis replied, his greatest fear was the bite of the mosquito. Gaudete Sunday, coming from the word gaudio, meaning to rejoice, taking its cue from the first word of the entrance antiphon, rejoice, be blessed. And that's a very different thing to simply being happy or contented or even grand. For example, winning the Euro Millions of the Lotto might suddenly make us very rich. Initially, we would be very happy, but would we necessarily rejoice long term? If our first act after winning Lotto might be to fence ourselves in from neighbours and friends, to build walls and gates, to install CCTV and security. Sadly, stories do the rounds of Lotto winners whose lives become sadly that bit more unfortunate after wins. Mind you, the stories are always relayed by those who haven't won that same elusive Lotto. So what must we do? Today marks the halfway point in our Advent journey. It's the day Pope Francis invites every diocese to open its holy door for the year of mercy. The emphasis on holy doors allows us to reflect on the meaning and significance of these doors, indeed of the doors in all our lives. Think for a moment of the doors in your own life, the door of your home in your younger days, the door of your first classroom, the door of the corner shop where you bought your favourite treats, your tuck, the door of your friend's house, the door of your church where you were baptised, the door of your first car, the door of your room. The list is endless. When you open a door and walk through, you are making a statement. The first door I remember in my life was what we called the back door of our first home, and the constant checking to see if it was locked. My late dad would ask us 10 times in the car, had we locked the door? He and, by extension, all the family inherited a last-minute checklist before retiring to bed. Number one, was the television unplugged? Number two, are the lights out? Number three, is the back door locked? Isn't it interesting? It was the closing of the door, the locking of the door, the securing of the door that made an indelible impression on my younger life. And now our conversation moves to holy doors, doors of mercy, doors that are welcoming, doors that are wide open, doors that are clear of all obstacles, locks, and bolts. Let's recall again that Boher ad, are we there yet? So as in Luke's Gospel, what must we do? Well, all of you are invited today to pass through the holy door of mercy in your own cathedral, in your own church. Entering through the holy door should remind us all that Christ is the only door that offers salvation. He is the one that leads us to the Father. The open door is a sign to us that the obstacles to God have been removed. During this year of mercy, we are invited to pray that the obstacles of personal weakness, temptation, and sin must be removed, so that in our year can be one of grace and a personal encounter with the merciful Father. Advent is a season that opens a door for us all to the celebration of Christ's birth. It's a door that doesn't close. In fact, the lock has been well discarded. Imagine experiencing God's mercy. Imagine how different our world would be if we adopted a language of mercy rather than that of vitriol and vengeance. If we did, we would have plenty of cause to rejoice on this Gaudete Sunday.